Now it's time for...
What's occurring?
It's like normal, but just with a Christmas flavour to it.
Ho, ho, ho. What's occurring?
Do you like it?
I do, yeah. It's very festive. I can see why it took the one that doesn't speak all day to make.
Uh-huh. So you've got sleigh bells and everything now. They were in time for a minute then, and then... Right, ready for your first situation?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
They're out,
no, they're out now, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, I might lose the sleigh bells.
Yeah, I would. They get annoying after a bit.
You know Christmas?
Yeah.
You know the best thing about Christmas?
Getting presents?
No.
Turkey?
No, the fact there's lots of songs about it.
Okay.
Now, earlier today, I made a customary call to my agent to have a little chat, okay?
Right.
But here's my question to you. How many Christmas song titles could I ease into the conversation without him really knowing what was going on at all?
Fourteen.
Three. This is the agent that got you on that Hole in the Wall show.
Yeah.
Yeah, three.
So three, yeah?
What? Why? Do you not think he'll be on the phone that long with him?
No.
Right.
Too busy booking him for other extravaganzas.
Yeah. So you're saying 14?
Yeah.
Becky's saying three. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me talking to my agent, trying to get the Christmas song titles in.
Speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, you're right.
I'm very well, yeah. How are you? You're
all right? Yeah, I did that thing earlier, it was fine. I've got to go back in tomorrow at 10, though.
Okay.
Just checking everything's all right.
Yeah, it's all good.
Are you feeling Christmassy? Here in the most wonderful time of the year?
Kind of. Not amazingly.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas now, though, I think. It's good in here.
It's getting a bit colder, isn't it?
Yeah. Becky's just brought in some mistletoe and wine. So the studio, that's good.
Okay.
And there's a tree in here now as well. It's better than last Christmas. We didn't have anything in here, so it looks a bit more festive.
Oh, that's good.
Looks
we
like
got a tree as well, yeah.
You haven't got a tree?
No.
Oh, it's good. It looks like a proper crimbo in here for a change.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, how are you, little donkey? You right?
Yeah, I'm very well. You know, it's getting along okay.
Yeah? Do you know Mary that works here? Do you know Mary?
I know of a Mary.
She's had a baby anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mary's boy, child. What? I mean, she was just saying, what do you call a baby at this time of year when a child is born? Do you know what I mean?
Well.
In Dolce Jubilo, as my mum would say. Okay, well, I will give you a call a bit later on.
Cool.
So stop the cavalry and I'll speak to you a bit later, all right?
Cool, yeah. See you
if soon. I don't speak to you before, have a wonderful Christmas time. I'm off to smoke the pipes of peace now, all right?
See you later.
Happy Christmas.
Bye for now.
War is over. Bye. I think some of them are a little bit shoehorned in, really.
But doesn't it slightly concern you that he didn't notice?
Mm.
That he didn't...
Do you talk to him like that all the time? Because
yeah.
He really seemed nonplussed by the whole thing. He's like, yeah, 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 as if that's always how your conversations
go. Do you always refer to him as little donkey? Because he didn't pick you up on that at all.
I think that he missed that one.
I don't think he did. I think that's a pet name you have for your agent.
How are you, little donkey?
Do you call him
got
LD?
Me any work yet?
LD for short, if he gets you a good gig.
Yeah, thanks, LD.
Yeah.
The answer there, Christmas song titles... Mary's, you could see the Mary's boy child one
coming from a mile.
Was that Dolce Leche one or whatever? Was that ice cream when you
yeah,
got in?
Yeah, in Dolce Jubilo.
Oh.
You know, I just looked it up.
Right.
What's that coming over the hill? Mary's boy child. It really was, wasn't it?
I haven't heard that Smoke the Pipes of Peace one on air yet. Are we playing that this Christmas?
Also, yeah, as my agent, should you not have been worried just like about 3:45 that I was like, right, I'm off to smoke the pipes of peace now.
It didn't pick you up on that either.
Anyway, I managed to get 13 in, so Chappers gets the point.
Ho, ho, ho! What's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199.
I think you should do more phone calls with Little Donkey. I think
you should become regular.
I think it should become regular.
Right, next one. You know hairy bikers?
What?
That's well good.
Really good.
Well, I've right. No idea what you're talking about.
Ages ago, I saw a show called Hairy Bikers on my You know, like on the little listings thing you get on the TV.
Is that when it brings up shows that they think that the things you might like?
Yeah. So I decided to series link Hairy Bikers. Yeah. But it was not really what I thought, because it's changed now.
It's a cookery show.
It's a cookery show. I didn't know that.
It was the Hairy Bikers.
What did it used to be?
Well, no, it's the Hairy Bikers, but now they've had to recall it Hairy Bakers because people like Scott were recording it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
So it's like a cookery programme and they go around on their bikes. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay.
So they've changed the name now just to avoid any confusion from Hairy Bikers to Hairy Bakers.
Okay.
But here's my question to you. On last Thursday's edition of Hairy Bakers. I think that sounds worse.
I think that sounds revolting.
Hello, I'm a hairy baker.
Because you don't know what you might get in their cake.
No.
No, they wear, like, when they went to the factory, they wear, like, all the headgear
but it
just doesn't say hygiene to me.
It doesn't. There's hairy still bakers. A chance of a stray hair, isn't there?
I don't know. The feed looks well nice.
Of his beard sure in like my it. Flan or anything.
Question is, how many times on...
How often do you eat flan?
Well, I'd say four.
Flan?
Yeah. What? A nice fruit flan from a baker's. What?
I haven't had a flan ever.
I didn't think flan stopped before I was born.
That's not true. You still get flans in bakers. All right, a tart then.
I've never had a tart. I don't think. Anyway, well, I've forgotten what the question is. Oh yeah, how many times on Thursday's Hairy Bakers did they say, "Dude, Chaffers"? What?
Is this something that they normally say? Do they say dude a lot? I've no idea. Four.
I've got the advantage because I've seen it before.
Four.
You're saying four?
More. Eight.
Becky's saying eight. Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh. What's occurring?
It's Thursday's episode of Hairy Bakers, dude.
We're in Lapland!
Dude, we're not.
We're kind of north of Scotland.
Dude. We're in Manchester.
Whatever, dude. Well, dude, for the pastry, we're going to do something a little bit different. But, dude... Oh, which one, dude? Which one? OK, dude. Well, I know which one I like.
Me too, mate.
Oh, we've got it now, dude. We're off.
The Christmas pudding that we made at the ski centre needs a bit of a feed.
Oh,
it does, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm feeling a bit sick now.
You shouldn't have had the extra sausage then, should you?
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
I'll tell you what, I will be if we drink any more of this, dude. You're right, dude, you know. Just because they're working this Christmas doesn't mean they should miss out on the festive fun.
I don't know how we're going to serve it at our party too.
You're right, dude.
I know, mate. And it's made me think again about our Christmas party.
You're right, dude. Hey, dude, we're proper chocolate tears.
In one episode, 16 yeah. dudes.
They say it a lot, then.
Becky gets the point.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh! What's occurring?
I was at a disadvantage there, I feel.
Should watch more TV. I thought Hairy Bakers would be right up your street. Now, you know Gemma off of Upstairs?
Yeah.
You know, she asked the big questions.
She's a hard-hitting reporter.
She asked the big questions to the people on the streets, the questions that matter. She's like a one-woman panorama. Today, she asked 10 people on the streets, would you buy your pet a Christmas present? 10 people, she asked. But how many out of 10 would buy the pet a Christmas present? We were talking about this earlier.
Can you ask me that a question? I'm just looking at all the texts of people who've had flan today.
Okay.
There's lots of them.
Gemma, off of Upstairs, went out onto the streets and asked 10 people, would you buy your pet a Christmas present?
Okay.
How many out of 10 said yes, they would? Becky?
Six.
Five.
Oh, Chappers.
Okay, let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh. What's occurring?
Let's see, would these people buy their pet a Christmas present?
Do you have a pet?
Oh, yeah, I do. Dog.
Okay, will you be buying your pet a Christmas present?
Absolutely. Probably a little toy, maybe a squeaky bone, something like that.
I have a dog, Charlie.
Are you going to buy them anything for Christmas?
He has a stocking.
Does he? What are you going to put in it?
Ugh. Treats and stuff.
And what's his favourite treat?
No.
No. Who buys a pet a gift for Christmas? No, I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. I would never do that.
I've got a dog.
Will you be buying your pet a Christmas present?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't really get presents with pets.
Do you have a pet?
A pet? No, I haven't got a cat. I had a cat. It died.
Oh, when you did have a pet, got you buy a Christmas present?
Yeah, I did. Yeah? A collar. And some flea treatment.
Well, if I had a goldfish, I'd get one of those bubbling treasure chests.
I have two cats.
Then will you be buying them a present this Christmas?
Maybe. If I find some money.
Where are you beginning then?
I'll get my small cat house. Little kennel.
What's that like? Is it like a doll's house but for pets?
Yeah, it's got a small TV, little CD player.
That sounds amazing. What sort of thing do you think your cats will listen to?
Kings of Leon.
And what would they watch on telly?
Sky Sports News.
Do you have a pet?
I do. He's beautiful. He's called Monty. And recently we put him on homeopathic medicine, which has really cured his life. And now it's fantastic. I love him. He's gorgeous. He's a border terrier. And he's getting quite old now. But yeah.
Will you be buying him a Christmas present?
I bought him a jumper, but he's a little fat for it. So I'm going to have to buy him a new one.
Do you have a pet?
A couple of goldfish.
And will you be buying them Christmas presents?
Doubt it. There are too many.
Do you have a pet?
No.
If you did have a pet, would you get him a Christmas present?
Yeah. If it was a fish, then I'd get him a tank from Argos, his Dora the Explorer. And if it was a hamster, I would get him the Dora the Explorer hamster cage. But I'm not allowed no more fish, so.
Why not?
Because I killed mine.
Oh dear. She spoke to some of the poshest people in the world.
And
that.
The weirdest.
The third person, I think, sounded like Prince William.
I love that.
Having said that, I could quite happily go for a beer with those two cats. They're like Kings of Leon. I watch Sky Sports News. That's my kind of thing.
Little CD player and everything in there. The answer was 7, so Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?